2-year ban prevents new mining claims on an estimated 1 million acres of pristine forest land at the Grand Canyon, Arizona. But the ban does not apply to more than 10,000 existing mining claims near the Grand Canyon, including several uranium mining proposals in the works. That's why native groups are gathering at Red Butte, a sacred site to the Havasupai people, to oppose a uranium mine nearby. Roland Menakaja is with the Havasupai tribe.
It's a place where you can come to gather medicines. Some of our ancestors are buried here. This is lands where the thunder and the rain, the cloud beings, bring rain. And the drainages from this area go right into the Cataract Canyon, which goes into Supai, where we live now today. We're afraid that though the runoff, the tailings, will head into the Havasu Creek and our people will suffer.
Uranium is mined for use in weapons and in generating nuclear power. Uranium mining proposals may be connected to the Obama administration's push for nuclear power, which advocates support as a way to combat global climate change. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu spoke before Congress earlier this month about the promise of nuclear power.
I think the nuclear power is going to be a very important factor in getting us to a low-carbon future. The Department of Energy is doing, with its tools, everything it can to help restart the American nuclear industry. With the loan guarantees, we're pushing as hard as we can on that.
Mine companies extract uranium using a practice called open pit mining. Water is mixed with cyanide and mercury to extract uranium from ore. Tribal and environmental groups say the chemicals could seep into the Colorado Basin and contaminate a source of drinking water for southwestern tribes and neighboring cities. The Navajo Nation banned uranium mining on its land in 2005 after witnessing the devastating effects on their land and people. Menakaja says the Havasupai Nation doesn't want to see uranium mining destroy their community, too.
A lot of our relatives, the Navajo Nation, Acoma, Laguna, some of the other tribes that have gone through this experience of mining companies invading their territories, a lot of them people are suffering from the respiratory and leukemia, cancer and whatnot. So we don't want to see that happen here. We don't want the eighth wonder of the world to be known as the eighth blunder of the world. We want it to be protected.
Meanwhile, the Obama administration is considering whether to ban new mining claims on public land near the Grand Canyon for 20 years. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, Canadian-based Denison Mines is proposing to reopen 3 mines for uranium extraction near the Grand Canyon. But these mining claims are existing, so they're exempt from the federal ban. Frank Quimby, a spokesperson for the Department of Interior, says because of the 1872 mining law, even Congress has limited powers.
Congress, of course, has the authority to permanently withdraw these lands from new mining claims, but not even Congress can void existing valid rights to mining. It's just not permitted by the law. The only alternative that I'm aware of is that Congress has the authority to legislate a buyout and then appropriate money to the department, and then the department would go in and negotiate with valid existing right claim holders to buy out their interest.
A new bill from Arizona Congressmember Raul Grijalva would do just that. The Grand Canyon Watershed Protection Act of 2009 would withdraw more than 1 million acres of federal lands from mining activities. There are also several bills in Congress that would reform the century-old mining law. Meanwhile, Denison Mines is waiting for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality to permit their operation August 11th. Christina Onnestad, FSRN, Red Butte, Arizona.